This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new bill in Congress would direct the federal government to complete the Continental Divide Trail, including portions in Colorado. Congressman Joe Neguse of Boulder is behind the effort.
It is a trail that many Coloradans, many Americans have traveled all the way from Montana down to New Mexico. But of course, there are multiple segments of the trail that are incomplete.
One gap in the trail north of Kremling requires hikers to walk on a highway for more than 10 miles. Neguse says he hopes the bill gets its first committee hearing soon. Security workers will accompany nurses and staff members at mobile vaccine units in Jefferson County. Health workers there have faced harassment and abuse for months, including people screaming profanities at vaccine staff. Denver 7 reports last weekend officials shut down one mobile clinic after a driver ran over a sign and another threw water at a nurse. Last month, someone threw live fireworks into a tent of healthcare workers. Security will monitor the vaccine mobile units until further notice. The Denver Broncos begin their season today on the road against the New York Giants, and they'll have a new quarterback. In his first season with the team, Teddy Bridgewater earned the starting role over last year's QB Drew Locke. Former Broncos wide receiver Rod Smith says in order to be competitive, the team needs to avoid the turnovers that plagued last season.
I think Teddy's the safer play right now as far as with the football and things like that, because we can't afford to get behind, especially early in the season.
Today's kickoff is at 2:20. This is CPR News and KRCC.